Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Paul and Jordana and DJ, welcome back. It's Wednesday. We get a do-over. I get a do-over. That's the great thing about life. Every day, you get another shot to do it over,
right,
to have a better day until you don't. But, yesterday was just a craptastic tech day for me. The internet went out, and when you're doing a show remotely, obviously you rely on a stable internet signal. At about 3 o'clock, it just shut off. And I don't know why, but it was out for about 6 or 7 hours. So thank you for bearing with me yesterday. It was, it's frustrating, and why should I be any different? But it got me thinking about technology, and, Jor, I have an admission to make, a true confession.
Uh-oh. Is the confession that, that last hour that you were off the air was the best hour of our show?
Could have been, yeah. That's
that
one of my
confessions.
It was a good hour. I listened longingly to your your narrative and your strong COMREX signal and your really good stable internet signal.
Jealous of my internet.
When we got down here, we're down on the Florida Panhandle, 30A near Seaside. If you watch The Truman Show, Jim Carrey, that is Seaside, a planned community, and we are just behind Seaside, a development called Watercolor. But there's a whole string of really cool towns, Rosemary Beach, Alice Beach, Blue Mountain Beach. It's a part of Florida that most Minnesotans have no idea exists. And some people say, well, it's the Redneck Riviera. Isn't that Alabama, Paul? And I'm like, you know what?
Kind of.
It's the Emerald Coast. It's sugar sand. It's quiet. Today was 70. It's nice. And we
except
like
they have no internet.
Yesterday we had no internet.
I mean, it's all great, except you can't communicate or work.
One of the first things when we got down here a couple of weeks ago, we went to Target and I bought a radio. An old-fashioned boombox radio.
Do they still sell them?
Oh, yeah. Although the young person I talked to at first was perplexed. Something that isn't on your phone? Well, at first they were confused. Then they said, I think we have a few boomboxes. So I bought a boombox and I brought it home because there's a jazz station we like down here. And we just it on in the background when we're not listening to CCO. We're listening to smooth jazz. And yesterday the internet went out. No, nothing. No TV. The TV is streaming. Everything is powered by the internet. So we had nothing except we went over to the radio, turned up the volume, And that still worked. Sometimes the old ways are still the best ways. The power goes out. Hey, make a fire in your fireplace to stay warm. The internet goes out. I'm just glad I had an old-fashioned radio. And I know I can stream CCO on Odyssey, the rewind feature, all these amazing ways to get the signal. But it was kind of cool when everything failed yesterday, just old-fashioned radio, turn up the volume, point the antenna, and you know what? It works. It works like a charm.
Is it just a radio, or does it have a CD player?
It does have a tape player in it. It has a CD player.
It does. Okay. It does. Do you have any CDs anymore?
I can't tell you the last time I loaded a CD.
But funny.
We still have an antenna in our house. We put an antenna in our attic. And so why not take advantage of the free stations, the TV stations? The signal comes in better over the air. It's much higher definition than on the satellite and cable. Anyway, so an ode to radio, especially old-fashioned radio. That was the only thing that was still standing when the internet went down yesterday.
It's a good thing you have that tinfoil hat. You get that antenna signal in nice and strong. So that's a good job. Let's take a quick break. When we get back, we have so many things to discuss with Dr. Gregory Poland, our vaccinologist from the Mayo Clinic, who you can hear exclusively on the Paul and Giordano Show. Fourth shots, vitamin D, long COVID, kids shots. I even want to ask him about an HIV cure. We got a lot to get in. He's next on CCO.
Best years of my life, really? The last 2 years? It's been a gong show. When will this finally be over for all of us? But here's the deal. The COVID crisis isn't over. In the last month, more than 66,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. That's more than the number of American troops who were killed or are missing during the Vietnam War. Which, again, in 1 month, every day, 2,300 deaths. That's equivalent to the number of lives lost in the attack at Pearl Harbor every single day. I know we all want to turn the page, and it's easy to normalize this, but at some point, your brain becomes numb. So my question is, for people that are healthy and vaxxed and boosted, or maybe they already caught COVID-19 naturally, is it safe to go back to some semblance of normalcy, back to 2019. We thought, who better to ask than our resident vaccinologist, vaccine expert, Dr. Greg Poland at the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Poland, welcome back. Thank you.
Hi, Paul and Giordano. Good to be with you.
So I saw that Israel is now having a fourth dose, a fourth shot for people over the age of 60 or at-risk populations. Is that something we should be thinking about, or can we wait until maybe the fall? And how would you answer my original question? Is it okay in the next few weeks to maybe push the envelope, eat indoors, shop indoors, with or without masks? What do you say to people who ask you, is it time to let our guard down and our masks down?
Let me answer it this way, Paul. If this were the very beginning of the pandemic, think about what we'd be doing. But it's because of our own emotional exhaustion and desire for this to be over that we're treating it like it's already over. Let me sure. give this analogy. It's like we're running a four-lap race. We've just finished the third lap. We can see around to what we think may be the finish line, and we stop and declare victory. And that's my concern. You're exactly right. You know, we're having 153,000 new cases a day in the U.S. Now, that's down from just a month ago when we were up about 1 million cases a day. So this is quite a bit down, but this is still high case rates. 98%+ of U.S. states are still at what CDC considers a high case rate. So kind of the equivalent of throwing in the towel is taking your mask off, right, indoors and engaging in those higher risk activities. I think it's premature, and it's not consistent with what the data actually show. So it's getting better. It's getting better rapidly. But if we stop and declare victory too soon, we're going to do what we've done for the last 2 years, and that is continue to prolong this.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Poland, on Friday, the FDA authorized a new monoclonal antibody drug. There was one with a that started with a V. This one starts with a B. I'm going to say it wrong, like bebtelemovab, something like that.
Wow, you did fantastic.
Was I close?
You did it exactly right.
Oh, that's a good guess. Thank you. It's for adults and kids 12 and up with moderate COVID symptoms. I mean, do these monoclonal antibodies, are they worth it? Do they work? Are they helping people? What do you think about that?
Yeah, no question they're worth it, Jordana. These are life-saving for people who have mild to moderate early COVID symptoms but have risk factors for complicated disease. So absolutely, yes. And the important thing about this new monoclonal is that it is effective against Omicron, whereas previous monoclonal antibodies were not.
Okay, good. That is encouraging.
I got them. When I had COVID over like the Christmas holiday,
I got
the monoclonal antibodies, and the one with the V. And you know, look, my disease was not severe, but I have no idea if it would have been had I not gotten the monoclonal antibodies. And I got them, you know, because I'm a cancer patient. So
yeah.
I don't know. I hope they worked for me. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I would guess they did.
The fact that you're here on the show,
that's true.
With
that's
the
true.
Energy of 10 women, I think they did work. So
that's true.
And you know, think of it, in the U.S., only 64% of the U.S. population is vaccinated with two doses. Only 28% is fully vaccinated and boosted. So now you say, well, we're going to take masks off. And you know, that's happening in some states where they're removing the mandates. And events, the Super Bowl, and others where people are crowded together, what do we think we're doing? Isn't that exactly the kind of thing that may allow not only the spread of Omicron, but the development of yet ever newer variants? We, as I'm fond of saying, you know, at the global level, we've watched this movie five times, and the ending is always the same, and it's never better.
Yeah, you'd think we'd learn our lesson. We all want normalcy, but we are not in charge. And that's what I think is hard, because people think, well, I have some control over this. We have no control over the virus. It's the hardest thing to model, and correct me if I'm wrong, and you study models all the time, is human behavior. It's relatively easy to model what a virus may do or a variant may do, but modeling what human beings will do, the decisions we make, and to that effect, I want to ask you about long COVID. Some things that really struck me: about 1.5 million Americans suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome. And there are apparently some similarities between chronic fatigue syndrome and long haul COVID. Exhaustion, pain, brain fog, which can linger for months. I saw a Brookings Institution study. Long COVID likely keeping about 1.1 million people out of the U.S. workforce. Those suffering from long COVID account for more than a third of the drop in workforce participation. So we keep talking about, you know, companies can't find employees. Well, yeah, because some of those employees, potential employees, are home suffering from long COVID. My question in all of this is, is there anything that tips you off if you're a candidate for contracting long COVID? Is that if you get a more severe case of the disease, of the virus, are you more likely to get long COVID than if you just have, like what Jordana had, just a relatively mild couple of unpleasant days?
I'm always impressed, Paul. You and Jordana talk like scientists, and you use exactly the right words and phrases, because you said it right. You're more likely. It doesn't mean you can't develop, and certainly we have patients who have developed long COVID with mild cases, but you are more likely to develop it the more severe the disease. Wow. The other thing is a recent study out of Israel showing that you can at least half the risk of long COVID if you're vaccinated. And so these are things that, you know, we're learning as we go along. We don't have good treatments for it yet. a very interesting study that came out showed that regardless of your age, regardless of severity of disease, regardless of whether you had risk factors, an increased risk of some 20 different cardiovascular diseases over the next year out from your episode of COVID. And this, again, is an argument for people to get vaccinated. They think, well, you know, I didn't have any problem, or I haven't known anybody that has a problem. Well, wait a year. They might.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm, that's okay. Doc, I heard that Pfizer is pulling back and not pushing the vaccines for kids under age 5 as much. Can you give us an update on your thoughts on the Pfizer vaccine, the efficacy, and, you know, what's the status of them? Is it run out and get one, or is it wait and see?
Yeah, it's wait and see. I'll tell you what was happening is that Pfizer was considering and had gotten at least some interest from FDA to say it doesn't look like two doses is going to be enough, but maybe what we should do is give two doses, continue our third dose part of the study, and then all these kids are primed so that if something happens, all they need is one dose,
right,
rather than trying to go through several months of getting them three doses. And I think FDA and Pfizer wisely, I hope I won't be sorry about these words, but wisely decided, you know, in this age group of kids, it would be the better part of valor here is we need to know safety-wise how they do with three doses before we worry about two doses and possible efficacy with a third.
Okay.
Doc, I want to get in a couple of texter questions. Briefly, yeah. Somebody's saying that his girlfriend had a menstrual cycle for about 2 months after shots. Is there some kind of a contraindication there, or can it make your menstrual cycle a little bit longer?
You know, there are perturbations in the menstrual cycle. Those have been noted. They are temporary. They do not affect fertility. And it's sometimes really hard to separate out because a whole variety of things can perturb the menstrual cycle. The stress of a pandemic being one
sure.
of them.
Yes,
I would say my clinical impression and the early data are that yes, there are very temporary and minor perturbations.
Thank you, Doc. Dr. Gregory Poland, Mayo Clinic, we always learn so much. Thank you for answering all of our questions and being so kind
Thank
to us.
You.
Thank
guys,
you, Doc.
You guys ask great questions.
Be safe.
We appreciate
safe.
It.
We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Up next, how food and storytelling can bring cultures together. Great story of two local entrepreneurs eating and living well. Next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I know better than anybody that when you want to make friends, you want to learn something new about somebody, you want to engage in a conversation, cross cultural divides, you have a meal with that person. Paul, you and David, your families have both been invited to my house for Shabbat dinner. Yep. You hear us say prayers. You hear us speak Hebrew. You watch rituals that may be very foreign to you. You eat foods that maybe you've never eaten before. And we talk about why we do this. And then we ask what you do in your home. And we share stories about our life, about our religion, about our culture, about our food. That is one of the greatest ways to bridge cultural divides, right? Everybody loves to eat, and we all have to eat. And sharing a meal together is such a beautiful way to learn about each other. Well, two local entrepreneurs have realized this is a great way to make new friends and bridge this cultural divide from people from different backgrounds, races, and religions. Joining me now are Shay Sandifer of the New Minneapolis and Julie Burton of Modern Well, a co-working space in Minneapolis. They have created something called Stories Behind the Menu. Julie and Shay, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks, Jordana. Thanks for having us.
You got it. I'd like one of you to describe what are Stories Behind the Menu. Just identify, is it going to be Shay or Julie?
It's going to be Shay.
All right, Shay, hit me. What is it?
All right. Okay. So Stories Behind the Menu is a cultural journey through food and history, through storytelling. So we wanted to come together and bring a book club to the table in a different way. So sit down and discuss how we can learn from each other through history, through food. And like you said, we have to all eat, and what better way to do it than to start with a documentary that talks about the African cuisine coming to the United States and how it changed the nation.
Yeah, I love that. So where and when do these dinners happen?
So our first one is tomorrow. We're super excited at Modern Well. Yep, so they're at Modern Well, and it is from 6 to 8 p.m. We have Chef Kay and Mariam from Kay's Revolutionary Catering that's bringing us an amazing menu and cuisine that's going to take us through a cultural journey from okra to jollof rice to fish to lamb chops. We're so excited.
Ladies, I'm sick of staring at my screens. What is it about being face-to-face, breaking bread together, or challah, or whatever, when you're together and you're making eye contact over food? It is a bonding experience. It is a chance to get closer to people who you may not know. But why is that? It's kind of wired in our DNA, and it has been for hundreds of thousands of years. We bond over food. So I applaud you for taking this to the next level.
Thank you, Paul, and hi, Paul.
Hello.
So, yes, like Jordana said, everybody has to eat, right? So the way that people eat and how we were raised in our culture and the way our grandmothers cooked, right, and it all affects who we are and how we understand ourselves. And so in bridging that divide between people and in through food really helps us understand each other better. And
this is definitely something that cannot be done through Zoom, right? This this has to be, you know, across the table from each other, you know, passing the okra and explaining what the okra, you know, what the okra means and what it's meant over time. And so we are just so excited to bring people together and to eat together and talk together and learn from our chefs, like Shay said, the history.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Julie, it's six to eight tomorrow at Modern Well, which is a co-working space right on 394. Is it open to the public? Like, don't you have to limit?
Yes. Okay. It's members.
Are you limiting seating?
We are limiting seating, and we just have a handful of seats left. And also, I want to make sure everybody knows that there are vegetarian options available. So, because some people, you know, because that documentary is called High on the Hog, so everyone's thinking, you know, meat.
We won't have a hog.
But there are, they're going to be making a wonderful vegetarian gumbo that I'm so excited about. And there'll be a couple other vegetarian options.
So, ladies, how long is this going to continue? Does this scale? Are you hoping to inspire other? I love this, you know, book club with food. I mean, to me, that's perfect. But, I mean, we're talking African-American, Jewish, Indigenous, Mexican-American. How long are you going to pull this off, and how often are you going to get together and do this?
So we are doing it quarterly. And so this year we have, we have four times we'll be getting together to break bread. And, you know, I think Julie and I both just want to keep this going. Let's go through all this, take a journey together through all the different cuisines that we've never explored and get people in there to explain the history behind it and why it's so important for us to learn about others.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful. Shay Sandifer and Julie Burton.
Be able to join us.
Well, that would be wonderful.
Yes,
please do.
That vegetarian gumbo sounds great. Again, Shay Sandifer and Julie Burton, Shay of the New Minneapolis, Julie of Modern Well. You can register to go to Stories Behind the Menu. It's tomorrow night at modernwell.com, modernwell.com. We'd love to hear about it. If you go, you know, call us the next day, let us know how it went, and tell us what you learned, because there are always stories behind the menu. And ladies, great idea. So thank them both for joining us on the show today. That sounds awesome, right, Paul? Yeah. I mean, that is the best way to learn about each other.
Absolutely. What a cool way to connect and talk about what we have in common and learn about new cultures and new cuisine. I mean, look, I'm always open to trying something new to eat. And if in the process of eating something new and delicious, I find out more about your background and how you got here, how we all got here, I think it's a potentially unifying experience. And I applaud for taking this step. So, yeah, sounds good to me.
For sure. What's the latest on Russia and Ukraine? We'll find out next on CCO.
As of today, the statewide indoor mask mandate for vaccinated individuals has been lifted, which is a shame because I was just about to get a nose job. And it's, if you got the shots, you no longer have to wear a mask indoors. And yet, I look out in our studio audience, I see masks on every face. And that's because in L.A. County, we're still required to mask up, unless you're at a football game, in which case you don't have to wear a mask at all. The rules are very...
Yeah. It's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Got it. Now, let me write down those rules so I can keep up with it. Yeah. I don't know, Paul, that I'm ever not going to wear a mask now in places. Like, I don't get wrapped up in that, and it makes me feel a little bit safer that I'm not infecting anybody or nobody's infecting me, and I don't mind it, so I'm totally fine with it. Well, but I know people were ready to get rid of them.
In Asia, people have been wearing masks pretty much year round, but especially during the winter, just to cut down on the seasonal flu. It's no big deal. There's no stigma. Oh, you're a masker, you're an anti-masker. In Japan, Korea, you know, it's
not
no
thing.
Big deal. It's just,
and I when I see the little kids now, we have like two little granddaughters that come to visit, and they have to wear masks when they go to daycare. You know, one of them is over two, and it's not even a thing for her. Totally used to it. You know, recognizes faces, likes wearing her mask like mommy. You know, just not a thing. It's just so. I know it's confusing rules, but when in doubt, mask up. Then you won't get in trouble or sick. Hopefully.
That's good. good advice. Yeah. So I think we also have a clip from Stephen Colbert about Russia possibly invading Ukraine.
Because as of this morning, Russia says it's pulling back some of its forces amid the Ukraine crisis. Okay, so Russia might be pulling out. That would be good, right, Joe?
That would be good, but we have not yet verified that. An invasion remains distinctly possible.
Okay, probably smart not to trust Vlad on this one. One of the reasons we know what's going on with Russia's military is social media, because videos of Russian troops massing on Ukraine's borders are being widely disseminated on TikTok, leading the media to label this conflict the TikTok war. Oh, no! Not a TikTok war. That would be... I don't know what that would be. I'm 57. I don't...
Okay, comrade. Dance. Dance. Would it be a dance-off? I don't know. I mean, TikTok's a lot of dancing, right?
Can we please settle our issues this way? Could we please just have dance-offs? Yes, Vlad, come on. Get your dancing shoes on.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him flossing.
Okay. So we're happiest when we're giving stuff away, and there is swag. And by the way, yesterday's Wolves win was amazing. Here's what it sounded like.
Off to Beverly at one elbow. Out of Towns up top, turns, fires on the three. He got it again! His fourth three of the game. He's up to 35 points. 116 to 110. It's a six-point Wolves lead after they trail by 13 early in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Cat was amazing. Big win over the Hornets yesterday. They were down 13 points in the fourth quarter. They never gave up. Now, that sound means it's Wolves Wednesday. If you're caller number 8, you get to snag 4 tickets to see the Wolves take on Memphis next Thursday, the 24th, at Target Center. Caller number 8, good luck.
Good luck. And also, David, maybe keep that person on the line. We want to know who it is. We want to congratulate them. We want to know who they're bringing. So we want to hear it all. You know, a story that I was hoping to talk about today, couldn't find the right doc for it, but I'm hoping to reach out. I reached out to my infectious disease, my personal infectious disease doctor to talk about tomorrow, Paul. Have you heard about this woman who received treatment for HIV? And now they're saying she hasn't shown any signs of HIV for over 14 months and are considering her to be in, quote, remission from HIV. Stories like this fascinate me because I was a medical reporter in Pennsylvania when, the AIDS crisis was hitting us. It was in the 90s. People were dying. We were just coming out with drug cocktails for HIV. But this woman in New York is said to be the third or fourth person ever. And by the way, the first woman to have been cured of HIV, according to the scientists. Now, this strikes a double chord for me. The woman is also battling leukemia. And in 2017, she received 2 transplants to help her fight the HIV and the leukemia. Doctors gave her umbilical cord blood from a donor and stem cells from a relative to boost her immune system. The donor cord blood had these mutations that are said to block HIV. Now, it wasn't an exact match because usually when you get a bone marrow transplant, you need an exact match. This wasn't, so weren't really high hopes. But it seems that 3 years after the transplant, the woman has stopped all therapy for HIV. It's called antiretroviral therapy. She stopped everything to reduce the amount of virus in her body because they can't find any.
Wow.
It's extraordinary. It's unbelievable. Some doctors are saying that cells from the cord blood are more adaptable to a new environment because they're like newborn cells. But the transplant may have saved her from going through an invasive bone marrow transplant. So it's sort of like the double whammy of the cord blood and this leukemia treatment that has considered her cured of HIV. I'm totally fascinated by this on many levels, again, because I reported on it. And as a leukemia patient, I'm fascinated by the whole thing. So I reached out to my infectious disease doc to hopefully talk a little more about this tomorrow, because when you use the C word, the cure word, for these major diseases, it's revolutionary. So it's exciting.
It's a brave new world. And I share your sense of wonder and excitement and hope. And
amazing.
The way they created these vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, specifically with mRNA technology, they think that some of what they learned creating these vaccines in record time could be used for a vaccine for cancer, mm-hmm. various forms of cancer, Alzheimer's. It's a long list of things. Imagine that.
Amazing.
If you could be vaccinated and lower the risk that you're going to get Alzheimer's 30 years down the road. I mean, I think that day is coming, and hopefully sooner than some people think.
Hey, Paul, I love the cure talk, but let's talk to Jan because she's our Wolves winner. Hi, Jan.
Hi there.
Jan.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited.
You should be. That's great. Wonderful. So
who are you bringing to the game with you?
Yeah.
My grandson. He's a big Timberwolf fan. That's why I'm doing this.
Good for you.
Thank you so much for calling. And have a great time. Send us some pictures, okay, on the text line, Jan. You guys have a great time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Jan.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We'll be right back. The news is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.